Hello, this is Captain Poodle speaking. Are you ready to find love?
Yes, ahoy, matey.
Love.
Do-do-do-do.
Exciting and new. Go online. They're catfishing you.
Shocker.
Fiance.
Soon you'll be flying to parts unknown.
90-day Beyonce.
Marrying someone you've only met on your phone.
Be they French or Chinese, a brand new K-1 visa's the key.
Ooh, the key to what, Poodle?
To love.
It's reality, yes, let's love.
Hey everybody, it's Danielle. You know, how you gonna, if you're gonna show someone you're completely done with them, you know how you do it? You go to the Sandusky Sands. And you walk in their door and say, Muhammad, I need to talk to you. And then you go sit on the air conditioner and you don't leave. And you need to tell him what you think and how you are over him.
Shows you don't care at all.
It shows that I need to say things on my own terms. And I'd say that I'm getting on with my life. You will get back together.
Exactly. Y'all, this is classless.
This is the final episode of what has been a messy as fuck season.
A really wonderful season of
this
we have to say.
They only did 9 episodes, and there are 2 towels? 2?
One has 3.
There are fuck me! Well,
however, though, when we watched some of them in the watch-alongs, we were like, these tell-alls are really engaging.
They're juicy.
They're juicy, yeah.
But 9 episodes, that's how Happily After should be. Not 20 or so, like Happily Ever After Season 5 was.
Well, that was a lot.
Yeah.
That was a lot.
It was a lot.
It was a lot.
This is classless.
But really, this is, was, not all of them were an hour and a half. So just the first half of the season was an hour and a half. So even so, like 9 episodes with the last 4 episodes were 42 minutes.
Yeah.
Next season,
they're going to raw dog us.
2 hours every episode now.
Just 3 squares
really,
of complete disaster.
Y'all are really getting your reality gaze extra bargain.
Just raw dogging it.
We're having to, Grandma Hazel says, double it. We're having to double our time just watching this shit. I don't mind, though. This was a good season.
It was.
Where
do we go from here? That's what I ask all the time.
I don't know.
That's like when I saw Memphis pooping.
Not watched that episode
and,
yet. I need to watch that.
When I saw Memphis pooping and Hamza sitting outside, I said, where do we go from here?
Where do we go?
Is there lower?
Yeah.
Can we go lower?
No, I'm going to have to watch that on a plane, I think. Maybe.
It's pretty awful.
Pretty awful.
That moment felt like, I don't know, can we go lower?
I don't know. Speaking of going low,
me go poop.
Be sure to catch us in New York City, y'all.
Get a rope.
This episode's airing. We're recording it early, but this episode's airing on what day again?
Thursday.
Very good, Poodle. It's airing
don't
on
say very good. You didn't know.
No, I did. You're terrible at remembering the days.
Oh, come on. This episode's airing on Thursday, which means we will be at the Crappies tonight if you're listening on Thursday.
So, or if you live in New York City, go to Town Hall. I think you can watch the Crappies. I think they're
virtually
live streaming it. Y'all, they have a, don't come at us and say, when are you going to stream your live stream show? Y'all, they've been around a little bit
longer.
They've
been around.
Have a larger audience, and they can pay a third party company to come and handle it all.
Yeah, because we're not doing it.
We can't afford that yet.
Yeah, and especially in the houses, they're doing Town Hall, which is like a 1,500 seat.
It's like a 1,500 seat theater.
Yeah.
We're doing your grandmother's garage, and you're telling
in Secaucus.
Yeah.
No, we're doing the lovely Gramercy Theater.
We are doing the lovely Gramercy Theater. We have tickets on the Friday night. So if you're listening, you're like, you were waiting till the last minute, go on the Friday night.
Yeah. If you're waiting to see how Miss Omicron is going to make her exit, things are getting a lot better in New York.
I think Ronnie and Ben are actually going to come that night to the show.
Good!
But Ronnie texted me today.
I would love that.
So
I love that.
I love that.
I love that.
So I think they're going to be coming on that. Friday. No, they're not performing. They're just going to be nuts. But we will be doing the crappies with them and a little special thing with them on stage. So we're excited.
We should invite them up for something if they're going to do something.
I'm glad we're talking about this now on the show. Because then if we don't, people are going to say, well, they didn't do anything. That's what's
we
just
really
going to happen.
We should not plan things on the podcast.
We should plan things on the air. But yes, we'll discuss. Can you turn your phone over so those dick pics aren't distracting me?
Thank you.
So y'all, Friday and Saturday, get your tickets to New York City. Go to the Linktree link, and that's where you can find all of that information. All right.
Let's talk about this episode. Anything else we need to get out?
I don't think so.
Oh, by the way, I realized that we have to do a YouTube Live next week on Sunday. We'll have to find some other way. We may postpone it a week.
Oh, we'll have to move it. Yeah. Oh, so patrons, that we realize that's going to be during our live show.
Sunday, because we'll be flying.
We'll be flying.
Yeah.
So we're just probably not, we're going to send you an email about that, but it will happen. It's just Papa Mar kind of side railed things all this month and then a live show. So we'll do it then.
Let's talk about this episode. I got to say, this is a finale, so we're basically wrapping things up, you guys.
Yes.
It's not, and this is kind of a fart.
Yeah, okay. I was just making sure.
This is kind of a fart in a bathtub finale.
Those tickle.
Wow.
Don't they tickle every time you're
a child?
But every time you fart in the bathtub, it doesn't tickle?
Yeah, but I've decided.
it makes you giggle.
Can I just say what I was trying to say?
Yeah,
I was trying to make an assessment.
Okay, sure, yeah.
It's just, we wrap things up, and it's just, I felt nothing, especially with Chantel and Pedro.
Oh.
I felt zero.
For sure.
So it's the wedding day.
Ooh.
Yay?
Yay. So happy. Don't know who's all going to be there.
If you remember from last time, or just from lore in general, we had bitch ass, slut ass, whore couple of episodes ago.
Yeah.
And so, complete and utter shutdown of all relationships between
all
Pedro's mother and Pedro's sister.
Yes.
And family Chantel has basically made it clear to Pedro that they think that he was meant to defraud her,
yes,
their daughter, and he never loved her daughter, their
never.
Daughter.
No.
That he was doing it so his mother would have a bigger apartment.
Yep.
So that's where we are. And so let's go to the wedding.
Let's hope everybody gets along.
This is such cognitive dissonance for me.
You know, she literally says, on her wedding day, I just don't know where I fall in Pedro's life right now, because clearly he prioritizes everyone over me. Okay, I'm going to go put on my makeup.
Again, so there are two things happening here. One of two things. One of these can be true, and the other cannot. It is either that this is true, she's feeling all these ways, and the families feel this way, and that makes my brain explode. Or number two, this is fraudacity. That we're making everything all for drama, and it means nothing. So in one, the stakes are so high that I can't handle them, and the other, the stakes are zero.
They're zero.
There's
actually more. Negative.
Yeah, this is a zero sum game here. That's why this storyline and this couple will frustrate me through.
They'll frustrate you.
Frustrate me through millennia.
Well, I was frustrated with Chantel and Pedro.
I'm going to stop talking about the cognitive dissonance we'll talk about them more.
So Chantel is talking. She's going to get her hair and stuff done. She's talking to Winter and Gigi. Friend of the year, y'all.
Boy,
of the year.
Gigi needs to set boundaries.
And so she says, she doesn't even tell them about her and Pedro's fight.
No. You mean, no, the sister.
The sister, which is good. She's like, I just need everyone to get along. And she tells them, she said, you know, we're just, Pedro and I are in love. We're fine. And we just want to love each other and get married. Not going to tell them that we almost broke up last night.
Full stop. And I think that's a great way to approach this. And but I'm thinking, that's not the whole point of this whole fucking season. The whole point of the season has been to get to understand so our parents can be on the same page.
Didn't happen. After a while, you've got to drop the rope.
I totally agree.
And I think finally, they both, after they had that fight, remember Pedro said, Chantel, baby, your family is stupid.
It's stupid.
My family is stupid. They are stupid. We know stupid. Maybe, we love each other.
Maybe then it sunk in for her.
I think probably. Don't underestimate the power of Bill Cosby, y'all.
Right. Y'all, I will say, this was some admirable shit when she walked down there. Pedro's getting into his tails, and his mother's like, you look like a penguin. And Nicole says, he is the handsomest man in the world.
I will say, Nicole's wearing white.
She is. I'm giving her a pass because it's a different culture.
Was anybody else at that wedding party wearing white, though?
No.
Come at me, sissies.
I'm giving her a pass.
Because she's getting her DR, right?
Yeah.
Come at me, sissies, in the DR. Would somebody else...
She's also young.
Would somebody else wear white to your wedding? Also, come at me, sissies, in the DR. If you know any of your husbands or boyfriends or anybody, any men from the DR, send us dick pics.
Wow. You great. Told me not to. You told me not
I will
to
take
solicit.
DR dick pics.
DR dick pics. DRDP.
DR. Top of the dick chain.
It's close.
Pedro's is
Brazil
nine.
is way up
way
there.
Up there.
Brazil and Colombia.
Oh yeah.
Both.
Depends. Colombian can it can depend.
Yeah. So they're putting Chantel in her dress. We said this at the watch along, y'all. I hate the bottom of this dress.
I don't hate it. I just think
it looks wrong.
I was just about to say it's a metaphor for this wedding. Because the top and the bottom don't look like they go together.
Yeah.
It literally is a metaphor for their families, for why this is happening. You're right. It looks wrong. Because this wedding is wrong. And this whole thing.
The bottom of the dress matches.
It's fraudacity in a dress.
It's fraudacity in a dress. The bottom of the dress matches the veil. But
it's the color. The bottom of the. I love a mermaid dress.
I love the cut. Yeah. I love the off.
The dress
the cream.
Is like a champagne color cream. And then the bottom is just stark white.
But it's this almost fluorescent white.
Yeah, that's just if it just
almost blue.
If it was almost in the same color palette,
yeah.
I'd be fine with it. Speaking of color palette, we've already had sissies reading us for filth. I'm just gonna come out and say it.
For what?
Apparently we were wrong about orange nail polish.
Oh really?
Sissies have came at us so much and said
I still hate it.
Orange nail polish is flattering for almost all skin tones.
Really?
We didn't know.
I don't have to like it.
Maybe, because I've been getting my nails done more now. Maybe I'll get nail polish.
No, you won't.
Why?
You absolutely will not.
I'll just get a bright orange
nail
polish.
It'll clash with your hair.
I'll surprise you. I'll do it before a show.
No, you won't.
I think we're going to go get manicures when we go to New York City. We'll get a little color.
I won't let you.
It'll be fun. No, we'll go together.
So, y'all, Bill Cosby is basically saying,
wanted this wedding or
I will protect my cubby wubba bears with my teeth and my claws with my life.
My mama mare, and I will let them know of my presence.
And the stupid Americans will do what they need to do.
Yes.
So they are.
I'm like Jell-O in your teeth. I'm there.
So y'all,
wobble, wobble.
They are River. Who
by the way,
who asked River anything? He's like, I don't think this wedding should happen. Who the fuck asked you, punk?
Nobody asked you. I want to say this about Pedro's sister. She is.
I love her.
She's great reality TV.
I love her.
Couldn't stand to be around her as a person.
No, she's also absolutely
she's
awful.
She's an awful woohoo girl.
Yeah, she is.
And she's everything is made about her. Because
100%.
Did you notice how much she started crying and getting so dramatic when she saw Pedro?
Yes.
Even later at the wedding? I'm like, bitch, you hate Chantel.
No, that's her. She's a little princess.
I'm like, what, do you want to suck your brother's dick or something? Back off.
Okay. let's not go there.
Because I would.
So the family Chantel and Bill Cosby basically present Pedro's grandmother with this weird like floral bouquet with a handle. Looks
yep.
like something you buy at like over
said,
the fence.
You said the yes over the fence. You said a little floral bouquet. It's not little. It but is god awful huge.
And it's hideous.
It's so gaudy.
Yeah.
It is, y'all, it is the size of like a dump I'd take after a late night of Del Taco. It's huge.
Wow.
It's just huge.
And so the grandmother said, thank you so much. That makes up for you calling where I live disgusting and where militias
live. And where militias come from.
And so it looks like everything's okay now. Pedro says, I don't know if Chantel is coming. Again, that's ridiculous.
That's for
audacity.
Yes,
you do. Yes, you do know if she's coming.
So she walks down. The dress is fine. Pedro's like,
no, it's not.
My wife is beautiful. She's so beautiful. I love this wife.
You are my queen.
I love this wife. Yes. And then they do the vows. And he even says, like, he says, you are my queen. I promise you will be the first woman. And that makes her cry. My favorite quote is like Chantel said, this time I'm feeling like I'm getting everything I wanted, except for our families can't stand each other. I'm like, that was everything you said you wanted.
And that was the whole point of this season.
That was the whole point. So you actually,
remember, y'all.
You got nothing of
They're already married.
Yeah. So you got nothing of what you wanted. Nothing.
They could have flown to the DR themselves.
Yes.
Had a more beautiful wedding.
Yes.
With his family all alone.
Yes.
Which would have been kind of more appropriate.
Yes.
Because her family was already at their wedding, regardless that River, who had a basketball game. Game later, so he showed up with right guard on.
Prenup.
But that's right. Maybe this was better because he wasn't required to sign a prenup halfway through the ceremony. I still will never get over that. I will never get over forcing him to sign a prenup.
They're horrible
during that ceremony.
It's horrible. Meanwhile, Pedro's sister is crying. I can't believe it, Larry.
She's a drama queen.
She's
I
a
love
drama
it.
Queen.
I love her. So anyway, Bill Cosby says, we will continue to be cordial to the Pedro's family,
but we will be an ever present.
That's a threat. It's like Darth Maul.
Let's talk about Pal and Russ.
Yeah. This
not really a lot happened.
Not a lot happened, but it's
the same beat.
There is a feeling of hopelessness I get with this couple, and it is because, and I get that there is, because I had a couple sissies reach out to me just specifically about this, and they said, but only two people basically, but they said that I was taking Russ's side when I was talking about, and I said, no, I wasn't. I'm saying that these two people had two different value systems,
mm-hmm.
that personally, I think it's ridiculous that he has a problem with her wearing lingerie as a model.
I think you made that clear. We talked about that last episode. Because I came at you a little bit and yeah. I said, wait, do you think he's right? And you explained the difference of...
It wasn't enough for some people.
I think what he's saying is abhorrent and horrible.
Right.
And stupid. And...
But...
He's explained this to her very clearly.
More than once. And guess what? Russ is the only one setting a boundary here.
He is. Well, she's starting
And she agrees.
I think why people might still get... Because what makes that... Because I understand what you're saying. It's a little bit... What irks me about it and kind of just doesn't sit right in my tummy about it is that Russ has the power dynamic because he's an American who lives in the U.S. and she moved here to his country
yes.
and knows a lot less about the culture,
mm-hmm.
a lot less about people. So he can use kind of... I could see Russ saying things like, well, it's not just me, pal, everybody. And that's why I think she got out of Oklahoma. I bet he...
I totally agree, yeah. But he's not phrasing any of that way here.
No.
He says, this is what we agreed on, that the boundary was set.
But I think, too, people, and she kind of talks about this, and she finally says to him when they had this fight, when she says things like, you don't own me, and things like...
But that's not what it's about. That's not what this argument's about.
I don't think it is for him.
Right.
But it feels that way. It feels that way to her. And it feels that way sometimes to me when he says things to her.
I understand that. But for him to be able to... These are two people who, for him, he feels very strongly about his values.
Which I feel like is being able to... have dominion over a woman's body and what she does with that.
That, and you know what?
And I think that's wrong, but I think for him that's normal from where he is.
It is. Mm-hmm. And I'm saying I don't agree with that, and I think it's crap too. I wasn't raised with those values, but the whole area I was around, that was how people thought.
Yeah.
So I don't subscribe to that by any means.
Mm-hmm.
However, she cannot, I think what's interesting here, I wrote this down. She says,
it's basically all just a big fight, y'all, just so you know.
But this is post.
She comes back from New Jersey. Yeah. She's flying back. She does tell him in a video.
Because she wore lingerie.
That she shows him the lingerie.
After
the video shoot, but before she flies back. She shows him on the computer lingerie. And Pal just kind of like, he just sighs and says, to a boy from Oklahoma, you just stepped over the line. And Pal said the saddest thing she's ever said to me, said to him on this, where she said, you make me feel like I'm doing something wrong, even though I'm not.
That is extremely sad. Yeah, and here's really why. For him, she is doing something wrong. And for her, it's not wrong because you don't have the same code.
Yes.
You don't share the same moral appearance of the world.
Back around and even says that at the end.
Yeah.
She doesn't say value system, but she talks about, it's hard when what he thinks is right is totally opposite of what I think is right. I forgot how she phrases it.
And the thing is, what she has to say is...
She said, I feel we are both different. There's an internal fight of what we believe what is right for them.
But what I would say is, hard. She thinks that there is an absolute that he needs to come around to. And he's not there yet.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm saying, if you have a partner... Don't try to, your moral and value system isn't absolute either.
No.
So that's what I'm saying. I know that triggers you, that it means that the man has dominion over the woman.
Mm-hmm.
Go to a culture, like a culture that is more patriarchal. That's how they completely see it.
No, they do. But I think that I think what two people reacting to is that, and I think, often I forget, just living in California, you think that everybody in the world knows that it's wrong to police women's body.
Right.
Because it is wrong. It's 100% wrong.
That is our values that we say.
Well, yes, but I think in the world, it is.
What about, what? No, I need to push back.
Yeah.
I need to push back. In a culture of, let's say, Africa, a tribal culture,
mm-hmm.
you're going to tell them they're wrong.
No, I'm not going to go and tell them, but I think it is wrong on a global scale. It's wrong.
But I'm saying the word wrong has no application.
Yes.
There. So that's why I'm not going to make a value judgment on that.
Yeah. But I think that's what people are taking that into that, where it's in that, because in a, but playing devil's advocate, it is, even though cultures even in the U.S. do this, it is considered widely wrong, well, you would say, to police a woman's body, but then you look at the laws that are happening in Texas.
Yeah.
Where women don't have right to choose where they get abortions or not. And so I think that's what this hits on, a lot of this. So Russ is wrong, full stop.
In your value judgment.
I think in an American, most Americans' value judgment, Russ is wrong,
listen,
full stop.
I just want to stay away from saying I know what I believe.
Yeah.
I'm not, because what you're saying is.
But I think Pal is taking that. I think she's taking what a lot of people are saying around her in their own American culture.
Listen, it doesn't matter what everyone is saying. Her husband's moral value system is this.
I agree.
Full stop.
Yes,
for using
it is
that. So, and my thing is that needs to be something that you can't expect him to change.
But it sounds like you're saying she should change and he shouldn't.
That's not what I'm saying.
It does sound like
you
that,
compromise
though.
You can compromise on certain things. The problem is,
but then how does he compromise? Because if her value system,
I would agree that he's compromised a lot by moving all the way to Miami.
Okay.
Letting her be a model. If in his value system, she would not work. She would not work outside the home. I'm saying he's compromised a lot. And again, I'm trying to see this completely from a point of view of two people who have two different value systems.
Mm-hmm.
I know what I think.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not the way Russ thinks.
No.
And I'm not judging her for what she thinks. She cannot see it from his perspective
mm-hmm.
at all. Because she's like, I'm a Colombian woman. That's what I do. That's not wrong to me. Why is he making me see something that's wrong? But think about what he, if Russ says, I'm an American woman, and that feels wrong to me. And I feel iffy but she's Colombian. Mm-hmm. So I'm trying to see these as two people with two different value systems, and there's no way they can meet. And so they have to take circumstance by circumstance. This is why you don't marry someone with a different value system.
No,
than
you don't. Like we said, it's too hard.
That's the worst thing, you guys.
Yeah, because they're always in a battle.
You cannot go over it. This is an absolute of relationships, one absolute of relationships where I say you cannot overcome. No. This is it.
And they're still together, but they're still fighting.
But it's because he has relented, not her.
No, she gets from what we hear, crazier down the line.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. I would disagree with you. I would push back and say he has compromised a lot.
I wasn't saying he wasn't. I was just asking you. I wasn't saying he compromised. I was just asking you.
Right. But
no, I think he has compromised a lot.
But I would push back to say, if for her saying, but this is the way I feel, and he kept saying, and this is the way I feel, that's an impasse. There is no, mm-hmm. when the two of them, there is no, I can't put my own values into what they're going to do, so because I'm not.
Mm-hmm.
Because that would be me saying your value system is bad, and we know that doesn't work between two people who feel very strongly.
Mm-hmm.
There's no...
I think what the difference, too, why people get triggered is that... I think it's that the shame of not being what... Even the shame of not being fitting in Russ's value system, the shame falls on Powell. So she,
I agree.
And Russ doesn't have to deal with, because he is a white man. He doesn't have to, a straight man. He doesn't have to deal with that shame at all. Now he gets uncomfortable and he says, my wife shouldn't do that.
I could look at it from this way, not to defend him, because I'm tired of it, honestly. I think it's just the easiest thing for people to do to say that Russ is controlling Powell with his morals.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't think that's accurate. Because what
I don't think he's, I think though he is, I think he is embedding shame into her.
Yes, I think that's different though than what I'm trying to say.
I don't think it's control, because y'all, she really controls a lot of everything else she controls
exactly.
in that relationship. It's just this work thing. So she got him to move and all that. But think that that is really what it is. He is making her feel that she is bad.
I'm going to take his side again, and I can't believe I keep having to do it. But I the fact that for him, his value system, he feels sick when he sees Powell wearing lingerie in front of other people. That hits at his ego
mm-hmm.
and hits at his actual way he was raised.
But I don't think that makes him feel like he's a horrible, wrong person.
Okay,
and we see Powell having that experience.
But cultural,
maybe he does.
Cultural shame is the same. That what he feels that
yeah, but that why? But you can't equate slut shaming with women to the same as men. It's because he's not going to feel.
I'm
that
not
the
saying
same
it's
way.
Slut shamed. I'm saying for him.
No, I'm saying it
it's
is.
An embarrassing thing.
I'm saying it is slut shaming. It is or sex shaming to him, whereas a man may feel guilty or might feel bad about that, but they're not going to feel the way a woman
right.
has to deal with
well,
that.
Let me ask you this. How would you recommend these two talk about their issues?
I would recommend that they break up.
Me too.
As a therapist, I would say, I think you're at an impasse and you
right.
probably need to find people that have a different value system.
But I can't,
the same, value
the same
system.
Way, I can't tell Russ, abandon everything you think. But that's kind of what's happened, you guys.
Yeah.
Because Russ wanted to be with her. That's what's happened. Now, for me, I'm great with him doing whatever he wants to. I'm just saying it's not fair to agree to let him, to me. It's mm-hmm. not fair to someone who has their own, like, imagine they were from two different religions. Imagine she was Jewish.
Mm-hmm.
And of something little over, like, she wanted to eat kosher. And I know you're trying to think it's shaming. How do you... and he's like, no, I refuse. Or I'm going to eat shellfish. He's like, I'm going to eat shellfish and you're going to cook the shellfish. She's like, no, I won't. It's against my religion. She says, and he said, no, but I love shellfish.
Mm-hmm.
Where do you go? It's an impasse.
I'm allergic to shellfish. So
but I'm saying, I think there are nuances what you're saying.
Yeah.
But I think if you see these two individuals and you divorce your own value system from it, There's no right or wrong here.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm trying to say. I know if I impose my own value system, I know who's right, and it's Powell.
Yeah.
Because, I'm just refusing to do it.
Come it, poodle.
Because I'm trying, because here's the thing.
No, I see what
you're
saying.
You will not win. No one will, with a value judgment like this, mm-hmm. you will never, ever truly be able to see without blinders for your own values. You will always say, oh my God, Pow is the strongest woman ever to deal with all this shit. She gets shamed all the time. And someone like, who watched the show, who was a Christian, let's say a Christian woman, said, look at this hussy. She's just showing her blah, blah, blah all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's wrong. But the book, the Bible that she reads and the religions she's been taught, that's true.
No, yeah.
So this is the thing what I want to say. I don't agree with any of it, but I will defend till I die his right to think that way.
Come at poodle, y'all. With your comments or concerns, let him know what you think. Go jake it or fake it. Don't send it to reality gays.
But the thing is, I know exactly, but I want to credit him with trying to set a boundary, saying, so when you go, just know that we can't do this. And he's saying, and also, if you need to do it, you need to call me. And she didn't do that.
No, yeah. But she makes a good point in that she says, do you call me?
See, that's not an equitable thing.
But she thinks that it is work, and she says, you don't call me to ask your work decisions. You don't call me and ask those questions. Why should you be involved in my work?
Well,
I think that's a fair...
It's because if it's values, like think about something that... Let's go this. What if Russ was working for... Now that we know she's anti-vax, what if Russ was working for a vaccine company?
Mm-hmm.
What would happen?
Well, again, she controls a lot of things in relationships. She probably would never work in a vaccine company.
Him.
Maybe he had to get vaxxed for his job. I don't know. I don't know what his job is
now. I'm saying if he was working at a vaccine company,
yeah,
and he had to promise to take a vaccine with their child.
Take a vaccine with their child.
For their son to be vaccinated.
Well, that's different because
that's a value system.
But that's their son. And that's
true.
Her son. If it was for him, if he had to get vaccinated, just him, her son's a different thing. Because
I'm trying to think of something that would be what would you tell her?
I would say what he does for his job is none of your business. If he gets vaxxed, he has to get vaxxed.
I agree.
And you have to sit the fuck down.
I think she'd have a problem with that though.
Oh, I'm sure she would, but that's what I would say to her.
Right. But I'm saying that is the comparable thing, not him deciding about oil things. It's something that's important value wise.
Yeah,
that's why I'm saying it's not an apt metaphor that she's making.
Yeah, I mean, but to her it is. To her it feels like it is.
Right. But they're not about values.
I know, but she doesn't see
her job as modeling about values, and he does.
Yes,
that's what I'm saying. None of this has been communicated.
No, I agree. Okay, I need a drink. This is
No, I'm thinking. I'm trying to see this as with blinders on as much as I can.
Yeah.
Because there's no other way to argue. The way that we would talk about this couple is Russ is shitty for being a country boy. Yes. Full stop. I agree with that. If I think of anything about what if I have a different value system, I don't know who I'm going to agree with.
Mm-hmm.
So I can't. The problem is in the way we live in the society, we're always using our value systems to judge everyone. It doesn't matter what they have.
Danielle's not.
Yes, she is.
She is, actually. She is. Her and Beth both. I don't have any more to say about them, do you?
I don't either. I just kept writing. It really made me sad when she said, I don't want to feel this way, and I don't want him to feel this way either. She knows there's an impasse, but it's... impossible.
Like I said at the end, she said that we both believe what it's decided is wrong. So what do we do?
Yeah, I just...
I'm shocked they're still together.
And I ask everyone with your own... When you meet someone with a different value system, whether it's not as much anymore. But if you remember the anti-Islamic rhetoric that happened after September 11th. That was judging someone on a value system that wasn't ours.
Happened to Papa's Pizza in Long Grove. They got ran out of town.
But I'm saying...
They're back, y'all.
It's the same kind of thing. And you hear Republicans say things like, oh, such an anti-woman religion. What would you say about Islam? Would you think of the same... Would that violates what you think that how women should be in that culture?
Well, and that... This is... Two people in a relationship that are a couple that can speak to, can be more, I guess, speak directly to how they feel.
Right.
I think that's a whole religion and millions
well,
of people.
What if Russ was Muslim?
Yeah, that they would never have got. She probably would have never gotten married to him if he was Muslim, because I bet because those type of value systems often show up. They're more on the forefront.
I agree.
So if somebody's Mormon or something like that, they often bring those things up first, like Danielle Muhammad.
Right.
He brought up his religion very soon.
That is very true.
So that's something they could have talked about earlier. This is something the things of value systems that oppress women especially are insidious and often are not things that are that just come to the forefront in a relationship. And a lot of women get in these relationships and
right.
then they don't find out till they're in it 6 months, a year in, that this guy's a dick or thinks this way.
See, I think she knew that about Russ. I think...
I disagree. I don't think she did. I don't think... I've one of my best friends is from Colombia. I don't think they had any idea of what maybe America was like, but not what Oklahoma
right.
is like.
So
different ballgame.
Maybe 6 months, or when they get to Oklahoma, then that's the time to break it off.
Because I said it before, and I'm going to say it again: they're going to have huge problems when they have that kid, because they are going to want to parent that kid completely different.
Yeah, I don't think they are doing the show when they have the kid.
I think they do, yeah.
Really?
Like a baby. But now that he's getting older and starting to, like, you know,
yeah.
I bet they're having big problems.
But I would encourage you, I understand what you're saying, that those problems are the forefront, but really think about that. Mm-hmm. The reason why, and I don't like them either, the kind of conservative evangelical base grosses me out and it triggers me, but just put yourself in their shoes for a minute.
Yeah.
And
put yourself in their lingerie.
Exactly. So let's talk about Danielle Muhammad.
Going to our annulment trial.
There's nothing here. They go into the court, and there's nothing. We don't
Beth
see anything.
Beth is just outside smoking in the car, y'all. She's just
and
waiting.
He's still filming everything.
He's filming everything. And, of course, Danielle comes out, and she's crying. Her kind of like,
so you know, I didn't get my little bit.
And she says, basically, well, Beth, she comes in Beth's car, which I'm sure, what does Beth's car smell like?
Oh, we've already talked about this.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, it stinks.
Yes.
It's got a definitely old, oh, we did talk about
yeah.
that. What did we say? We said old cigarettes, obviously. I don't remember. Dale Cheetos?
No, I think she lets her dog sleep in there when she takes her dog. So it's a little mildewy, wet
that.
Dog.
Oh, we did talk about it because we said it smells like what's his name's car from camp that we went with?
Matthew Culver.
Matthew yeah. Culver. I'm glad you just said his whole
Too
name.
Too late.
Anyway, y'all, if you know Matthew Culver, his car smelled.
So she basically...
And Poodle had sex in it anyway.
I did anyway. So he basically says, he says, I am divorced on Facebook like a minute later, which is weird to do.
Because this is what happened, y'all. Danielle comes out, she talks to Beth, and she said basically, her attorney said, and the judge said, there's basically, what everybody has told Danielle from the beginning, there's no grounds for her annulment. She has no grounds for that. It's very, like her lawyer, the lawyer which she
yeah,
went saw.
It's very hard to prove.
Very hard to prove an annulment. This probably won't work. And yet Danielle is shocked and appalled that the court can't see that this relationship was a fraud. They don't. So that's what she's telling Beth. So yes, Muhammad films himself on his selfie stick, gets back in his car, and apparently I think does like a Facebook Live.
Yeah.
For all like, his, as he says, for all my friends and fans and followers.
Blah.
And he's like, I am divorced now. And he puts it in Danielle's like, oh, how can he do that? Everybody in my family and everybody goes,
well, here's the thing. She's more upset about her, about being humiliated.
She's more upset about losing.
Yes.
Yeah.
That, and that's gross. The thing, you guys, this is why we talked about this with Russ and Powell. There's no clear winner in any of these.
Mm-hmm.
There's no, I'm team blah, blah, blah. I know we joke about it now, but saying team blah, blah, blah and team blah, blah, blah is just, it's not helpful because there's no clear winner in reality shows.
And we've said it, but yeah.
We have.
Mm-hmm.
But I think normally it's
when
something.
We said we were team Avery and we were wrong about that one.
Oh, with Avery Nash?
Oh, we were like, y'all, we are team Avery. And Avery got real crazy. Oh,
she's so awful.
She's a horrible human.
Yeah, gross.
Ugh. Anyway.
Sorry,
I distracted you with Avery Nash.
I'm going to go throw up.
So, and because even Danielle says, I feel like no one is going to believe me. No one's going to believe that he frauded me.
And again.
That he took advantage of me.
She's telling her girls that she's going to go get closure by... Because she's like, the girl's like, why do you want to go over there? I need closure.
I need closure. And remember, even Faith is like, Mom, you're going to go over there. You're going to have a stupid conversation.
Right.
Nothing's going to get resolved. And then you're going to come back here and you're going to be upset.
And remember, y'all, what we've said before. You cannot get closure from another person.
Their children know better than her. What are you looking for?
Where's my phone?
You put it down because people were sending dick pics.
You said that.
Well, because they were. I saw someone's little miniature dick on your phone.
What time is it?
It's 5:30.
Okay.
It's not 5:30. It's 4:30.
Why did you do that to me? Because I have stuff to do.
Yeah, he has people to do.
It
is. You've got your 5:15 appointment on Santa Monica Boulevard.
Yeah.
Y'all, if you're on Santa Monica Boulevard at 5:15 and you just hear,
honk your horn, I'll wave. Hey! You're right by Danny Trejo's Donuts.
Hey there. Good coffee there.
So she shows up at the Sandusky Sands.
I will say this real quick. Mohammed looked fucking crazy coming out of that courtroom and talking in his car. He and even his in the moments like, I recorded everything because I need the proof. He is crazy.
It also doesn't help when you have a dress shirt without a tie that you've buttoned up to the top button.
He is 100% a conspiracy theorist. 100%. He's going to live on fucking just out in the boonies somewhere with a wire fence around him. And I hope so. And we don't have to look at it.
Him and Jesse. They're two of the worst people.
They're gross. Agreed.
And like you can talk about like straight up villains like Mark from Mark and Nikki or Big Pred or, Jesse and Muhammad are just toxic is a word that's overused, but just virulent people.
Yes.
Just they will destroy your life.
Yes.
They'll get in there. Ugh, gross.
It's the way I feel about Gabby from Ludlow.
Love
during lockup. I never say it right.
Oh, I think she's more of a spoiled brat, but the thing about what's different about Gabby is she's dumb.
She is dumb.
She's not dumb. Muhammad's not very smart.
But he's not very dumb.
True. Jesse's a little smart. But that's the thing. She might be a little worse if Gabby was smarter. She's very dumb.
You know who's smart is Faith. Like I said, Faith. Faith is just like, what the fuck, Mom?
But so
anyway, so she
goes over there and she's just like sitting on his air conditioning.
This is the saddest hotel in the world.
The Sandusky Sands.
Is it really called that?
No, I just made it up.
It kind of would be called
or
that.
Or the Sandusky Arms. Remember when hotels used to be called Arms?
Yes. Yes.
The Wilton Arms.
She finally said, can I come in and talk to you? He's like, no, what do you want to say? She's like, it's cold.
There's nothing to talk about.
She basically wants, it is what Faith said, do you want him just to apologize? He's not going to do that. And that's all it, y'all. She just wants to say, how could you post this on the social media? Y'all, this is just another reason her last grabs to see him because she's so in love with him. And finally, he says, you need to leave now. You're screaming.
I'll call the police.
She goes to leave. And Muhammad says, look, Look what you're doing to these nice people in this wonderful establishment. They're so upset at you yelling. And I went, I think they're used to this at the Sandusky Sands.
Yeah.
I don't think anybody is bothered. Somebody right now is giving a blowjob, just looking over out their window, going,
I'm good. It's okay. We're fine. Like,
yeah, baby, I see him too. Keep going, and I'll pay you later.
They're just like, look at all these wonderful people. Thank you.
Thank you. Someone's doing a drug deal. Someone's getting shivved all at the Sandusky Sands.
But basically, she says, I'm not done. I'm going to send all my evidence. To immigration. Can you imagine? Just getting
binders
crazy,
and binders from Danielle.
A crazy like box of binders with like cat food on the side.
Cat food. All the tabs are in crayons and look like a kindergartner wrote them.
And they're like, "Is this a bomb?
Is this yeah?"
Let's talk about
child's homework.
Let's talk about George and Anfisa.
Jorge and Anfisa.
Oh Lord.
Again, not much happened. However, I did not expect it to go this way.
I did not either.
We did not.
Y'all,
they're meeting at the top of a parking lot. Again, something Poodle and I have done.
Yeah. I will say, we talked about people with different value systems. Same thing here. Her value system is clearer.
I don't know.
That's only the least of their problems.
I don't think... I'm going to come back again.
George
doesn't
have one.
Jorge doesn't have a value system.
Yes, I agree.
Exactly. He's a complete...
It's the lack of one.
Yes. It is just the complete lack. Now I'm on board. Yes. He has none. It is crazy.
And at least for her, she wanted a nice guy who will, as she said, who will buy you everything that I want.
And take care of me.
She was upfront with that.
She was upfront.
The only thing you can say about it...
That's normally something that comes out later.
Right.
That's not an issue on the forefront.
Right.
And kudos to her for saying that this is the first thing I told you.
Right.
This is what I put out there. And Jorge completely, yes, I know it's George, but I don't like to call him George. He totally just disregarded, and because she's right, he doesn't listen to her or really value things that she says at all.
Did you hear what he said? He's like, I apologize.
For
and
what?
She's like, for what?
What? For what, George?
You know, for all the things that I said about
what'd you say, George?
In our last fight.
What'd you say? What was the last fight about, George?
I don't know. Like, do you want this gift?
No, George. It's too late for the gift. It's too late for the... What happened, George? What happened that we fought?
I don't know. For whatever happened. For what happened that you were mad about.
Y'all,
so I'm sorry I made you mad.
He literally said... I wrote it down, quote, I'm apologizing for whatever happened.
I will say this, you guys. If someone says something like that and they either can't remember it or won't say it, that's bad.
That's bad.
It's very, very bad.
That's a person who doesn't care about you.
Yeah.
They care about status, or they care about just having a girlfriend or a boyfriend to carry around. Ugh. You're just an idol and a thing to them. You're not actually a human.
It's kind of the worst.
We just read some of your relationships.
Well, and especially
and if you
when
are
say,
though, get out.
And it's not a problem to say, "What are you sorry for?" When they say, "I'm sorry." A good apology is I'm sorry for ... and there is an actual concrete reason.
Yes, I'm sorry for doing A and causing B and making you feel C.
Yeah, or exactly. Or even if it's I'm sorry for hurting your feelings when I... that's not enough. When I said blah, 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 I shouldn't have said that.
Yes.
I meant...
Or that's not what I intended
exactly,
at all.
Exactly, that's not what I intended.
What I thought was that it was a misunderstanding, but I understand why you're so upset.
Exactly.
Whereas like Jesse, if we...
He won't even say
Jesse
I'm sorry.
Didn't say, oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean... That wasn't my
I'm
intention
sorry
at
you
all.
Felt that way.
You can say to your partner, that is not what I meant to say to you, but golly, I am so sorry that hurt you that way, because I really... Jesse couldn't even say that.
No, he will never say I'm sorry.
God, he's horrible. It's horrible. So Jorge's not horrible. He's just...
Well,
not human.
He doesn't listen to her.
No.
Nor does he even think he has to give enough energy, because...
She's a blow-up doll to him. Yeah, he doesn't value her as a human being.
Well, he thinks that she is of this kind of subspecies.
And you think...
He doesn't really see her real.
Yes, and the script has flipped, because we thought that's what we thought Anfisa saw of him. But what's come out in this... Either she's played the game really well, and she's a great liar, but with him being her first person she slept with and all this, we think And Poodle, you said this the other day, and I thought agreed. We think Anfisa loved him.
Yeah, I think so.
We think she had real feelings for him. There's a
certain level of connection she has with him.
And I think George is just an insecure fat guy who had a beautiful woman on his arm and it made him feel better about himself.
Yeah. I don't think there's anything to him. I don't think he ever had to develop a personality because his sisters took up for him. His mom was overbearing. He never had to.
Yeah, and I think he just feels really insecure. And I think,
he was spoiled too.
Yeah, and I think he probably thought he was not attractive and all these kind of things that men don't get to say.
Yeah.
It'd be interesting. Well, it's not. It wouldn't be interesting because I still don't want to know anything about him. But I to see how he walks around in the world and moves in the world, now that he's lost weight, I bet he's a complete asshole.
Oh, certainly.
Don't you think?
Yeah, and probably
didn't learn anything
probably
from that. No
talk,
humility.
Talk shit to his current wife.
Yes,
they have a child.
Yeah, I bet he's... Ugh.
Maybe he's done a complete reexamination
don't
of
think
himself.
Don't think so.
And maybe not.
And
maybe monkeys might fly out of my butt.
And when he says it, he said, What happened? She said, the image of you, she gave him something concrete. She said, the image of you changed.
When did you fall out of love with me?
The image of you changed from what I, and then I saw who you really are. And he said, is there any chance of us getting back together? And she says, nope. And not even, that's how you see that she's over it. Not even does she say no angrily and like walk away.
No.
She says no. She gives him a hug and she says, goodbye, George. And she walks away. Now, they are on next season, so I'm assuming they get back together.
They're not, are they?
Aren't they on next season of Happily Ever After?
No.
I think this is
their last season.
It is?
Yeah.
Well, you know who will let us know? Sissy Mary. Sissy Mary, she is going to be our detective. So we're going to do those three tell-alls. And then at the end of tell-all, she's going to let us know, where are they now? I wonder if she can find out where Beth is.
Well, remember, I actually talked to Mary. She's only going to do, because we already know a lot about the couples.
We do know a lot
about
couples.
And so we're only probably going to be doing deep dives. What I've encouraged her to do, and what she, of course, already volunteered, to do some deep dives on some ancillary characters we'll never see again, like Pow's modeling agent.
Yes, I'm excited.
Carolina. What a fake.
Y'all, that's the show. You can go to realitygates.com. You can go to our Linktree link to get shows for that New York City show.
New York City.
LA is coming up at the end of February. More dates. Philly, Boston, D.C., Nashville.
Baltimore.
Not Baltimore.
it's finishing the lyric. In Philly, Boston, or Baltimore. A chance for stage folks to say
hello. What you did?
Another opening or another
God
show.
Damn, some sissy just went, Baltimore! And got so excited.
No Baltimore dates yet.
We're not going there, y'all. But we are going to Portland and Seattle.
Doesn't sound the same way. Philly, Boston, or Portland. Or Seattle.
Y'all, we just got an email from our book today. We're not going to, but I just want to say, we have like 12 other cities we're hopefully going to be announcing in another month. Soon.
Texas cities. Sorry, not going to.
You know, and some of them might be on an Ohio apology tour.
Yes, I have.
She emailed us one city in Ohio, and I emailed her back, and I said, yeah, I think we're going to have to do two cities in Ohio.
Yeah.
We fucked that up.
There will be probably at least two cities.
That's what we're hoping. So anyway, more dates to come. Be sure we'll always have that.
Yeah, there are certain cities in
You just give everything
in
away.
In the northern part of the country, like Minneapolis, for example.
Oh, we've got to go because Poodle can't hold a secret. And I've
heard talk of Phoenix.
It is 5 o'clock. That other twink Trixie is going to get your spot on Santa Monica if you don't get there. Y'all, we call these people lonely hearts because aren't we all just lonely hearts looking for love in all the wrong places?
Yes. And if you've ever been at the Sandusky Arms and you just look to your side and see a man sucking a dick from another man, just know no one has ever been as annoying as Muhammad, or you're not bothering them.
You're not bothering them
at
all.
They're fine.
They're fine.
They're fine.
Keep sucking what
keep
you're sucking.
Queen.